Welcome to Two Brothers and Their Sports, exclusively on Radio Naira, 99.9 FM HD4, 101.9 FM, and 1490 AM.
Let's get started with NFL Week 3. Arsh, why don't you take it away with the Falcons versus Lions to kick it off?
Yeah, so like you said, we'll just go through these games, try to go pretty quickly, and to start off, like you said, Falcons versus Lions. So I'm going to have to go with the Lions here. I really like Jahmyr Gibbs in this matchup, Jared Goff, and then Amon-Ra St. Brown. And then you look at, I mean, it's obviously those big stars, but I just think that they're going to have a really good game overall. And then you look at the Falcons, I just don't think that they're going to be able to be as good. Their running game has been spectacular so far with the dual threat of Bijan and Tyler Allgeier. And then Desmond Ridder hasn't been bad, but I don't think that he's going to be able to keep that up. This week, he's obviously a new QB. He's not very proven, and against this really good Lions defense, that's great on all three levels. We both know that. I just don't think that it's going to turn out great for them. So I'm going to go with the Lions here. Perhaps not a huge blowout, but a fairly big blowout and a blowout win for the Lions where they can advance to the next week.
I think I'm going to go with the Lions here. I do think that the Falcons, obviously, they've been very run-oriented from the start of the season. Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier, the lethal combo in week one and week two, Bijan had almost 200 total yards. So we know that they're willing to run the ball. They're willing to keep the ball away from their opponent. And in this case, it was the last week, it was the Packers, which they actually beat with that strategy. Now, they're probably going to do the same thing against a higher-powered Lions offense. But we know the Lions are able to shut down the second or have a great secondary to shut down the pass. But the Falcons obviously aren't looking to use that. I think in this game, the Lions are probably going to score on 85 to 90% of their drives, either a touchdown or a field goal. I think that it's going to be a high scoring game for the Lions because the Falcons don't have a great defense. I think the Falcons are going to be struggling to keep up in terms of timing. So I have the Lions here because the Falcons, I don't think, are going to score enough in the amount of possessions they have. Now I'll move on to the Chargers-Vikings game. And both these teams are surprisingly 0-2, two teams we thought coming into the season would be great. I for sure thought Kellen Moore would have Justin Herbert as a top five quarterback this year. And he's been pretty good, but they've had a
naive prediction.
They've had a pretty tough schedule. And the Vikings obviously are not great in close situations at all. And their defense does not help them in any way whatsoever. So because of that, I'm going to have to go with the Chargers. The Vikings really cleaned house at secondary last year, but didn't add anybody new. So their secondary is not great. The Chargers have a pretty good defense, and they have obviously one of the best offenses in the NFL. Austin Eckler, three great wide receivers, and Justin Herbert, not to mention Joshua Kelly, because Austin Eckler is not going to be playing prop most likely, and a good offensive line. So I think the Chargers win this game. I do think it's going to be more of an offensive battle, one of the highest scoring games of week three, but I think that the Vikings defense is what's going to hold them back from getting a stop on the defensive side.
Yeah, I disagree here. I think it's going to be a slow game neither offense can really get their offense going, get down the field. But I'm going to go Vikings here. I think the Chargers just aren't going to be able to move the ball well. They're without Austin Eckler, like you said. And Justin Herbert just won't be able to do a great job. He hasn't been that elite quarterback that he was in, I believe, year two, perhaps year one. So, I mean, I think they're going to lose, and they're going to go 0-3. Yeah, so let's move on to our next 1 o'clock game. It's the Saints versus the Packers. I think this is going to be a surprisingly good game, but I'm going to go with the Saints here. I just think that they're going to be able to move the ball well. Chris Olave is there, and he's going to be a big playmaker for them. And they're going to be able to overpower this Packers team, not with a lot of offense, but with a lot of great defense. So I'm going to take the Saints here in a pretty close game, but not a nail-biter.
Yeah, I'm going to have the Packers here. I know the Saints defense is relatively good and their offense is okay, but they're missing their big weapon in Alvin Kamara. They don't have their number two running back in Jamal Williams. Kendre Miller is probably going to be making his NFL debut, but I think the Packers are going to be okay. I think Jordan Love is going to continue his hot streak to start off the season, and I do think that the ball is going to be spread around a lot. Aaron Jones is back there, so I think the offense is going to be explosive. Now, Texans-Jaguars, I think this is one of the more safe predictions of the week. I'm going to have to go with Jaguars here. They've played great on the defensive side. I'm going to have to go with Jacksonville here. They've played great on the defensive side. Their offense has also been insane. CJ Stroud's been struggling, except for passing yards, like empty calories like Dak Prescott 2 or 3 years ago. So I'm going to have to go with Jaguars.
Give me the Texans here. I think CJ Stroud is going to have an all right game, but but their defense is going to be able to help stifle this Jaguars defense and the Jaguars offense, and also be able to get a touchdown on the board, be able to force those turnovers, especially when Travis Etienne has not been having great games. I think that the Texans are going to be able to steal this game. And then moving to the next 1 o'clock game, that's the Broncos versus the Dolphins. I think this will be pretty out of hand pretty quickly. I'm going the Dolphins. I think Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and Tua have just been great so far, and they're going to continue to overpower all of the teams that they're facing, and that includes this Broncos team that can't keep up with the Dolphins offense.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be an offensive battle for the offensive for the Dolphins. A question of stopping Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, and Raheem Mostert in the backfield. I think the Dolphins win this pretty sure-handedly, and I think that the Broncos are not going to have a great time putting up points against the Dolphins secondary.
Next up is the Steelers versus the Raiders, and I'm going to have to go with the Steelers in this game. I love the Raiders. I have Devontae on my fantasy team, and I think that their offense can be very productive, but I also think the Steelers are finally finding their groove, right? George Pickens is finally getting into the mix. Kenny Pickett is finally figuring stuff out. And even though their running game isn't great, which I do think it'll actually be pretty good this game with Jaylen Warren and Najee Harris, I think that Kenny Pickett is starting to warm up. Do I think he's going to have the sophomore breakout year, Pro Bowl year that everyone was saying? No, I don't. Do I think him and George Pickens is going to be the best wide receiver quarterback duo in the NFL? No, I don't. But do I think that they're going to have a good enough game to beat the Raiders, who don't really have a great team, aren't really playoff contenders, and if they do sneak into the playoffs, they're not going to make it far? Yeah, I do. So I'm going to go with the Steelers in this game.
I do think the Steelers win this game. I agree with you. Jalen Warren had 3 catches for 60 yards, split the backfield with Najee Harris, and it looks like it's going to be a two-headed monster here in Pittsburgh. A better offensive line. Kenny Pickett, I talked about it, was the only quarterback to finish preseason with 158.3 passer rating. And last year, that guy, last year, that guy was Jalen Hurts. 2 years ago, I can't remember who it was, but it was someone that had a very good year as well. I just think that their offense is going to be serviceable, and I think that the running game is going to be what wins them the ball game because of their conservation of clock. Now let's move to the first Monday night game, the doubleheader again this week, starting off with the Eagles-Buccaneers on Monday Night Football at 7:15. I have the Eagles winning this. I think it's a get-right game for A.J. Brown, get-right game for Jalen Hurts, guys that have both looked not up to standards as they did last year. I think DeAndre Swift is going to go back to splitting the backfield with Kenneth Gainwell. And I do think that the Buccaneers defense is going to struggle against the Eagles defense that is great against a pass. Great pass rush, something that Baker Mayfield hasn't really seen this season.
Yeah, I agree with what you said. I'm going Eagles here. And then the last game is Rams-Bengals. Bengals have looked absolutely atrocious, while the Rams have been pretty good. I'm going to go Rams here. I don't think that the Bengals are going to be able to get much going here, and I do think at the end that they'll be able to make it close. It may be a bit of a nail-biter at the very end, but I'm going Rams here. I mean, I think the Bengals are going to suffer and struggle against this Rams defense that is not great, but I do think that the Rams are going to be able to pull it out, and Matthew Stafford is going to be able to put these points on the board that is necessary. Tutu Atwell, the guy that I had as my fantasy pick the past 2 weeks, has been going crazy, and then Puka Nacua, the rookie out of BYU, has also been going crazy. Van Jefferson's there. Tyler Higbee's there. I mean, they've got a serviceable offense, and they've been playing great. So I'm going to go with the Rams here, beating the Bengals Super Bowl rematch from a couple years ago, yes. But in this Week 3 matchup, I'm going Rams.
Now, it all depends on if Joe Burrow plays. I do think that even if Joe Burrow doesn't play, I think that this offense is good enough to be able to put up points. Now, I don't know if they're going to win, which obviously I just said I think the Bengals, but I do think that it'll be a much closer game if Joe Burrow does not play, obviously. I think that if Joe Burrow doesn't play, the whole personality out of this Bengals team is taken out. I do think that the Rams win in that case. Kyren Williams has been great. You talked about Puka Nacua. Matthew Stafford has looked good, close to what he was 2 years ago. And then defensively, we know Aaron Donald, good secondary. Now, if you look to the Bengals struggling, even with Joe Burrow back, a lot of it's due to his calf and not being 100%. Jamar Chase has not played great. Defense has played really bad. So if Joe Burrow plays, I still think it's a get right game for the Bengals. If not, I think that the Rams could take this.
Thanks for listening to Two Brothers and Their Sports. You can also listen on Amazon Echo. Just say, "Alexa, play Radio Naira."